Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous. Hey guys. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 48, numéro 48. Today's episode is all about the subject pronoun you in French. You'll find out when to use tu and when to use vous. And they both mean you. Before you start, as usual, I make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you. It's free. The link is in the episode notes. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons exercises, and it's also free. All right, vous êtes prêts? Are you guys ready? C'est parti. So first, if you don't know what a subject pronoun is, well, it's all good, but you need to go back to episode number 14, where I teach you what the subject pronouns are. I'll put the link in the episode notes. All right, so let's dive in. So to know whether to use tu or vous in French, you need to consider two things. First, are you talking to one or several people? Number two, is the situation formal or informal? So first, let's see when to use tu. You're going to use tu when you're talking to one person, usually in an informal situation. So someone you know well, it can be a friend or a member of your family. You can also say to a child or a teenager, even if you don't know them. For example, let's just say I meet my friend at the supermarket. I'm going to say to her, Salut, tu vas bien? Hi, how are you? She's my friend, I know her, that's why I use tu. All right, so now let's see when to use vous. So two options here. Number one, you're going to use vous when you're talking to one person in a formal situation. Can be a client, your boss, or a professional. Also use vous with someone you don't know very well or that you're meeting for the first time. For example, I'm going to my doctor's. I'm going to say, Bonjour, vous allez bien? Hi, how are you? I know my doctor, but she's a professional and it's quite formal, so I use vous. Now, let's just say I'm at the supermarket again. At the checkout, I'm going to say to the cashier, Bonjour, vous allez bien? Hi, how are you? Even if I've seen her or him before, I don't know her or him personally. So I say, vous. Bonjour, vous allez bien? Number two, that one is simple. You're going to use vous when you're talking to more than one person. Whether it's formal or informal, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be vous. So again, let's take the example of the groceries. You guys are going to think that I spend my time at the supermarket. So scratch that. Let's just say I'm outside. So I'm outside and I see some friends with their kids. I'll say to them, Salut, vous allez bien? Hi, how are you? I'm addressing more than one person, so I use vous. All right, so that's basically it. But my advice is that when you're in doubt, use vous. If the person you're talking to says, tu peux me tutoyer, you can say tu peux me tutoyer. Then you can switch to using tu. Anyway, so I hope that makes sense for you. And it's now the end of today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, let me know on my Instagram or in the comments. And don't forget to download your lessons exercises so you can practice what you've learned today. Thanks for your time. Merci beaucoup. Et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.